Time now for our League of Women Voters feature here on Northland Morning. And Jen Joelsrud joins us as our guest. She's a member of the Duluth League of Women Voters. And she's also on the Lutheran Social Services Center for Changing Lives Board. LSS celebrating 150 years of service in Minnesota this year. And they're having a big luncheon to celebrate tomorrow. Jen joins us on the phone to tell us a little bit more about the organization and what they do. Jen, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.
LSS has a really broad and wide-ranging mission, and they have so many different programs to help folks that are in the midst of struggling with all manner of situations. Is there a, what do they call it? Your elevator speech? What is your little elevator speech that you could give somebody in an elevator to tell them quickly what LSS does?
Well, LSS is a real hidden gem in the city of Duluth and across the state of Minnesota. We have, people don't really realize that we have over 20 services here in Duluth. Things like the Bethany Crisis Shelter, the Renaissance Transitional Housing for Homeless Youth, Team Clinic. We have a program called Oh No 18 for kids that are aging out of foster care. We have great financial counseling for anyone of any age. We have the crisis nursery and street outreach, which kind of targets kids that are on the streets and helps them make better decisions about where to find safety and resources.
One of the things that I think would disturb more people who live in the community, if they were aware of it, is the idea of kids that are homeless. And the kids are not always, I guess we think about homeless youth and we think about kids that just didn't want to behave and they didn't want to mind and they ran away. But that's not the case. So no. Often these are kids that are victims of some form of violence or sexual abuse at home. It's not safe for them to be at home. And because many times they're couch surfing with friends, you know, we don't see them necessarily out walking up and down the street. What would you want people to know about homeless youth here in the Twin Ports, how they got there and what they need from our community?
That's a great question. A lot of people think that, you know, we couldn't have homeless youth in our city because they would freeze to death in our winters. But the reality is there are a lot of, you know, there are some drug problems across our city, kids living in unsafe or unhealthy home situations where they feel safer on the street or couch surfing with friends. And so we have a real opportunity with the Center for Changing Lives to change that and offer them, those kids that have the kind of determination to make, you know, that want to make a better life for themselves, we can have, offer them the resources that they need with the Center for Changing Lives.
Now, the Center for Changing Lives is a new offshoot of LSS, and does it focus just on kids?
So there already is a Center for Changing Lives in Minneapolis currently, but the visioning for the Duluth Center really started a long time ago with some of the key leaders that worked with homeless youth in our area, and they realized that they were telling kids to go from one of our services across town to one of our other services, and so they realized that they could really be much more effective if we were able to pull all of our resources and all of our programs together under one roof.
How does the Center for Changing Lives work either to complement or in partnership with some of the other services for homeless youth here in our community?
So the other main source of resources for kids in crisis is the Lifehouse. And so we've been working very closely with the Lifehouse and with Maude Dornfeld to really partner in a way that allows us to, in the hope of ending homelessness with young people in our city. And we believe that this is good ground for that to happen.
And of course, so much of helping youth get out of homelessness, it seems that you've got a lot more groundwork that you need to do in terms of here's how you budget, Here's how you pay bills. Here's how you find employment. Here's how you complete your education. So they may be facing some challenges that adults who may or may not have already been, you know, functioning out in the world until something happened to change their situation. Many times these kids don't really have those skills going in.
Exactly. And LSS offers them the services that they need to sort of set up that kind of stuff. This is how you set up a grocery budget, and this is how you, you know, balance your checkbook. So basic things that parents teach them that they're not getting at home.
One of the things that our community also does so well is have folks step up to volunteer. Are there opportunities for people to make themselves available to be mentors or to volunteer, helping kids figure out things like a budget or helping them with some of the skills and some of the things that they're going to need to get prepared for their life on their own?
Absolutely. We can definitely put people that are interested in helping in touch with some of our resources.
Jen, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. It was great.
Thank you, Lisa.
Jen Jolsrud joined us this morning here on the League of Women Voters feature. She's a member of the Duluth League of Women Voters, a member of the Duluth City Council, and she's on the Lutheran Social Services Center for Changing Lives Board.